Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Space News Pod, a show about SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. Today, we're talking about SpaceX's Starship program and the latest developments in the company's efforts to revolutionize space travel. Now, in a recent panel discussion at the Space Mobility Conference, Gary Henry, who's the Senior Advisor for National Security Space Solutions at SpaceX, spoke about the successful static fire test of nearly all the engines in the Starship booster. According to Henry, this was, quote, the last box to check before the vehicle's first orbital launch attempt, which is likely to happen in March. And both the Super Heavy booster and its launch pad are in good shape after the February 9th test, clearing the way for the orbital launch that is still pending a FAA launch license. While only 31 of the 33 Raptor engines in the Super Heavy booster fired during the test, Henry suggested that SpaceX was not planning another test before an orbital launch attempt. He said, pretty much all of the prerequisites to supporting an orbital demonstration attempt here in the next month or so look good. Now, SpaceX hopes to secure the FAA launch license in the near future, setting up a launch attempt, quote, probably in the month of March. And once SpaceX performs the orbital launch demonstration, Henry said the company is ready to move ahead rapidly with operational Starship launches. Starting with launches of second-generation Starship satellites, Henry explained that these initial Starlink launches will serve as a test program, refining the launch and recovery of the two stages of Starship. Somewhere in that journey, that will be happening this year. We're going to make a major pivot to the next piece of the human landing system architecture, he said.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, Henry argued that Starship will sharply drive down launch costs, bringing the opportunity of mass to orbit from $2,000 a kilogram to $200 a kilogram. And in the long term, costs could further decline to the point where the propellant is the largest factor in the per launch marginal cost. Now, he said, if Elon gets his way, you're at $20 per kilogram. Now, there's been some hints about what's going to be happening in the next month or so. We got one of those hints today. Now, in addition to the official news from SpaceX and Henry, there have been some hints from unofficial sources about the upcoming Starship launch. One Twitter user, RGV Aerial Photos, claimed to have received an email from SpaceX about an accreditation for the Starship flight test. The tweet was later deleted, and no further information has been shared by the user. However, this has sparked some speculation about whether the launch is indeed imminent and whether the accreditation process is underway. Now, only time will tell what the true status of the launch is, but we're hoping that they get around to it in March because Elon has said it, this latest user has said it, RGV Aerial Photos, and also Henry has said it, and more importantly, Gwynne Shotwell, the COO of SpaceX and the head of the Starship development program down in Boca Chica has mentioned it. Hey, if I could get you real quick to hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're on, that would be really great because it would help us out a little bit. More people listen to the show, help us continue to do this. Now, also, we're going to be getting into some Crew 6 news. They postponed the flight, and that's a crew that's going to the International Space Station in a Crew Dragon capsule on top of a Falcon 9 rocket. During a media teleconference Tuesday, February 21st at Kennedy Space Center in Florida, NASA provided an update to NASA's Crew 6 SpaceX mission to the International Space Station. Liftoff from Kennedy Space Complex 39A is slated for Monday, February 27th at 1:45 a.m. Eastern Time. live launch day coverage on NASA TV and the agency's website begins at 10 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, February 26. Managers from NASA and SpaceX, along with international partners, met throughout the day Tuesday as part of the mission's Flight Readiness Review, the FRR, in preparation for the sixth crew rotation mission with SpaceX to the Microgravity Laboratory. The FRR focused on the preparedness of SpaceX's crew transportation system, the space station, and its international partners to support the flight, as well as the certification of flight readiness. Now, the Crew 6 launch will carry two NASA astronauts, Mission Commander Stephen Bowen, pilot Warren Woody Hoberg, along with UAE, the United Arab Emirates, astronauts Sultan Anyadia and Roscosmos cosmonaut Andrei Fedyev, who will serve as mission specialists to the space station for a science expedition mission. They will fly aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft Endeavour, carried by the company's Falcon 9 rocket. Now, Crew 6 will spend up to 6 months at the space station before returning to Earth, and the mission marks the fourth space flight for Bowen, who flew space shuttle missions STS-126 in 2008, STS-132 in 2010, and STS-133 in 2011. Crew 6 will be the first space flight for Hoberg, Alnyadi, and Fedyev. Thank you so much for listening to the Space News Pod today, your home for SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight news. My name is Will Walden. I'm the host of the show, and we're brought to you by Stage Zero Productions. If you want to help us out, you can hit the subscribe button on your podcast platform, or you can go to patreon.com/stagezero. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next one.